This is from Christoph. Subject: psychic. From Christoph. Subject: psychic emotional problems. Dear Bhaktivikas Swami, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Abhay Charanavind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is Bhakta Chris speaking from Simhachalam Nrisimha Dev Temple in Bavaria, Germany. Please allow me to ask you a question. Is it necessary to get help from psychiatrists for problems that we have due to our being conditioned in this material consciousness? And this might be the main part of the purpose for this writing, can we overcome every kind of psychic or emotional etc. problems by simply fully 100% delivering oneself to Krishna consciousness, by surrendering to a bona fide spiritual master in the authoritative disciplic succession? I heard that there are devotees who act as psychiatrists. For example, in my case, I grew up only with my mother, and I can more and more clearly see how this makes me go through life with the attitude and in the consciousness that I haven't at all received enough from my mother in the childhood to grow up in a way so that I can go straight through this life as a man should be able to, because there never was a man teaching and showing me by his example. This, for example, also has its influence on my way of thinking and especially my behavior in Krishna consciousness now. Are all these psychic and emotional problems that, of course, have at least nothing to do with the real me, but what I can also only accept most of the time theoretically, to be dealt with by going to psychiatrists, for example? Or can one overcome all this by trying to fully giving or delivering or surrendering oneself to Krishna and living in Krishna consciousness? Thank you very much for taking time for me, and please excuse me for eventually expressing myself too complicated.
Jai Shri Ramana, Namo Krishna Padaya Krishna Prashna, Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Desha Charne. Is that Christoph? I think I met in Berlin from Austria. Is that the same? Anyway, you've stated correctly that if we 100% apply ourselves in Krishna consciousness, that will overcome all problems, because all problems are symptoms of not being fully Krishna conscious. Everyone in this world has emotional and psychic problems. And it seems to me that we're more conscious of that because of the development of psychiatry. Psychiatry or psychology, psychiatry is there in the Vedic culture. We find Bhagavad Gita itself. So, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that one psychiatrist one commentator said that Krishna speaking to Arjuna is like a psychiatrist speaking to a patient. Krishna analyzes the mind in conditioned consciousness with the attachments. They're all born. All the psychological problems, they spring from material desire. So it is there. Suhotra Maharaj wrote a very interesting book called Vedanta Psychology. You could also read that. But this psychology and psychiatry, psychoanalysts, this was founded in the modern age by Freud, Sigmund Freud, also from Austria. who Srila Prabhupada remarked, was one of the three main demons of the modern age. He didn't mention Hitler, who's also from Austria, or Churchill, who Prabhupada considered to be at least a bigger demon as Hitler. He mentioned Freud, Marx, and Darwin, not necessarily in that order. Of course, Freud's theories that developed from Darwinian ideas. It's called Darwinian, although anyone getting a bit off the on tangent here. Darwin wasn't the first one to think of all these ideas, but somehow or other he got the name and fame and the burial in Westminster Abbey for writing The Origin of Species. So then one thing is, in pre-industrial society, people didn't have so many psychological problems. And you may say, well, that's just naive, wishful thinking. But I personally experienced traveling several years in the villages of Bangladesh, where people lived a very simple life, subsistence farming, that would be called in modern Pali, in which it's looks down on that, but actually there's a very strong religious culture. No electricity, which means no TVs and no phones, no roads in many places, which people think is very primitive. But people are very religious, and psychological problems hardly. I remember in one village there was one man who was crazy. Everyone knew he was crazy, but he was harmlessly crazy and not distraught at all. He was very crazy and happy. crazy in the sense, yeah, he talked nonsense all the time, and he wasn't religiously crazy. So industrial society has been a cause of that, in many ways, because, well, I guess it's pretty easy to understand, but people are very confused. Even the food we eat is going to upset the balance or the proper functioning of our brains. Which, of course, consciousness doesn't depend on the brain, but it's in conditional life, it's like an instrument through which the consciousness through which the conscious functions. So people are very confused. Industrial society requires consumerism, which means we have to promote people's material desires and greed, which makes them more crazy, because the more you have, the more desire you have, especially when it's frustrated, the more frustrated people become. Various social theories, the breakdown of the family, and so on and so on, make modern man. I was just thinking about that this afternoon, how it's just like a madhouse in the Western world, especially if you go out in any city on Saturday night. It's actually dangerous, a very violent, intoxicated atmosphere. So another point is, with the breakdown of religion, and people don't have faith in God, who's there to protect them, and people used to, when they had problems, they used to go to priests all over the world, holy people who would counsel them and guide them. Within the families, there was counseling and guiding. There wouldn't be so much needed, because life was pretty settled. And again, I'm not just speaking out of some naive, wishful thinking, but I've actually lived and experienced this way of life. Problems, people would go to the priest, either in a Christian tradition or Hindu tradition or Buddhist tradition or whatever, priest or monk. Nowadays people go to psychiatrists, and there's And this, they've analyzed so many different theories. Actually, I just saw recently an article that in America, the American Psychiatric Association, I think it's called, they're practically every phase of human psychology, they call it a syndrome nowadays. So that if kids have temper tantrums, which is quite common in kids, they give it some fancy name and call it a psychiatric disorder. So that everyone thinks that they're psychologically imbalanced. Well, everyone is, but it's not so much that everyone has to get so much worried about it. I mean, you say that you're thinking you have psychic imbalance due to being raised by your mother, but it doesn't sound nearly as bad as those who have been severely abused in their childhood, which is quite common. And often those who have been severely abused physically, mentally, emotionally, or whatever, they can never throughout their whole life relate properly to people because they don't trust anyone. So your situation doesn't seem to be that bad. So I would say don't worry about it too much. Get on with Krishna consciousness. Going to a psychiatrist, they might be able to help you in some way. There are many different theories among psychologists, and they may, according to which school of psychology or psychiatry they belong to, they may try to treat you in various ways. Freud's idea was that we received so many shocks in childhood, and then we are impacted by that, and we have to. So his psychoanalysts, which is sometimes in the modern age the hypnotic psychoanalysts, they try to bring you back to your childhood, and then you remember it, and they bring it out. Srila Prabhupada, when he discussed Freud's theories, it'd be very interesting for you to read that. He said, well, what is the guarantee that you won't get another shock? You may get some psychoanalysis by which you come face to face with your childhood memories, and then you have some kind of psychological catharsis, but then you get another, the whole material life is miserable. And there's one problem after another. So I wouldn't bother too much with psychiatrists. The best, it might be in some cases, the people who are like really severely emotionally damaged, the psychiatrist might be able to help them. Might be. Maybe. It's just like with a physical illness that doctor might be, you go to a doctor, he might help, might be able to help you, might not be. It's, you know, there's no guarantee. So the psychiatrist might be able to help you, might get you more screwed up. That sometimes happens with going to doctors also. They make you more of a mess. So the best thing is to surrender to Krishna. Yes, apply yourself fully to devotional service. Who is there in this world who can say they don't have any psychological or emotional problems? I know I do. I didn't have an extremely bad childhood. It seemed like that to me at the time, but if I look back and I see what other people are going through, then it doesn't seem that bad. So, whatever problems you have, you can always remember that they could be a lot worse, and there are many people with many worse problems than you. And instead of thinking about ourselves all the time, which is what all this psychoanalysis, you're just thinking about your me and my mind, or I am my mind. It puts us in very egoistic consciousness, is to think, yeah, I'm going to tell and serve to Krishna. Let me serve Krishna. Let me try and do something within Srila Prabhupada's mission to help others who are in a far worse condition than me because they don't know Krishna at all. And if we try to do that, then
Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will help me too. That's my general advice. If someone's, we see some people, they are so psychologically imbalanced that they can't take to the, they can't stick with the steady practice of Krishna consciousness, even if they have some desire to do so. We've seen many people like that. But just like I was saying, going to a doctor, if you have some minor illness, then maybe it's better not to go to a doctor for every little thing. If there's some serious thing, then you can go. And of course, Krishna consciousness, it is a process that works on the consciousness, and then automatically the mind becomes more steady. So whatever happened in your childhood, yeah, it'll have an effect, may have an effect on your life, but now you're in Krishna consciousness, so go on practicing that. That's my general advice. Unless you're really screwed up, don't consider going to a psychologist. You could talk to a devotee psychologist. I don't know any in Germany who's there. I know one in England. But like I say, just be happy that you're not in a much worse state. Oh, one interesting thing I came across, seeing as you're there at Simhachalam, the farm there, is that in Holland, many people with who are psychiatric patients, they're sent to work on the land because it's and it's found that it's very helpful to them, that by being in contact with the earth and growing vegetables and, or I guess the flowers more in Holland, that's automatically calms them. And that would have, in our Vedic understanding also, that many psychological disorders, they arise from imbalance of the life airs, and they need grounding. So then literally, to touch the earth, to be in contact with the earth, that helps to balance the life airs. The mind is running around wild, flying all over the place like the wind. You need to come down to earth and be steady. So this working on the land, working on the soil, can be very helpful psychologically. Maybe there's another reason why in Bangladesh, in the villages, people were more sane because they're living on the land, literally. So, okay, there's a few thoughts about that. I'm saying that I'm also here living on the land on our pilot farm project in, you know, near to one small two street. The nearest town is a two street town, 8 kilometers away. It's not, yeah, two streets. There's a village market there once a week. And we're on a hilltop here, chanting Hare Krishna and growing food and being happy.